Welcome to News in 120. I'm Glitzy, he's Glitchy. We are your gamer pups, and this is Lauren Wu's personalized news. Today we're covering artificial intelligence, politics, mental health, and the arts.
Let's speed run it. No cutscenes, no filler, full send.
Artificial intelligence. Hundreds of fake AI-generated videos flooded social media ahead of Armenia's election. A full disinformation boss battle, and detection tools are barely keeping up.
Still on artificial intelligence, Interpol is sounding the alarm. AI chatbots and deepfakes are basically handing a cheat code to cybercriminals, lowering the skill floor for bad actors everywhere.
Now, politics. Taiwan is pushing back hard after U.S. comments suggested arms sales could be used as a bargaining chip. Allies are watching this server very closely.
More politics. G7 finance talks got spicy. U.S. officials pushed allies to cut off Iranian funding channels linked to terrorism. Global economics meets global security. No respawn available.
Mental health. A state high court ordered Children's Hospital Colorado to resume gender-affirming care for minors. A major legal ruling with real consequences for transgender youth and their well-being.
More mental health. Neuratia Labs just launched with a focus on real-time brain monitoring and adaptive neuromodulation. Basically a neural HUD upgrade for treating brain disorders. That's not sci-fi, that's now.
The arts. DreamWorks Moonray Renderer just joined the Academy Software Foundation. Open source visual effects tools for everyone, darling, and the animation world just leveled up beautifully.
That's your 120. Fast, clean, and no game overs. See you next run, Lauren.